Hey, check it out. You're smoking with your boy Joe Thunder. This podcast brought to you by Be Good Dispensary, our official sponsor. Bringing the latest and greatest in hip hop and the arts and cannabis culture. With co-host Elvis Freshly and DJ Sin. Hey, it's your boy Joe Thunder coming back at you with part two, Smoking Joe Thunder, DJ Chones, Elvis Freshly, DJ Simby, Good Dispensaries. We're in the house.
We're in the house.
Man, that first part was banger.
Right, it's going down.
Yes.
Y'all got a history lesson.
Still
you know what
so
mean?
Much more.
Fucking legend fucking from the town, DJ Chones, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and y'all got me stoned and just off the contact.
You think so or what? Oh, yeah. How many fingers you see?
Just a little bit.
Five.
Four and a thumb, bro. Come on.
Four and a half.
Four and a thumb. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know. One of those fingers.
Four and three quarters.
Yeah, he might not be at work tomorrow, or he might be a little late.
I'm on vacation, bro.
Oh, tight. So should we keep you here all night? Bro?
Yeah. No. I got a 2-year-old, bro. I'm not on that kind of vacation. And plus, I'd be trying to ride my bike at 5:30 in the morning.
I know. I seen that, man.
Yeah. It's not really. I don't post them things like to brag or anything. It's more of accountability for me, right? If I post it, it's like, yeah, I did
that.
How many miles you be doing today?
I almost got 10 today.
Damn.
Yeah, 10 to 30.
You be competing with Francois and shit.
No way.
Because he be.
No way. That guy is. He's Lance Armstrong, man.
How many does he do a day? Do you know by chance?
I just know he could probably ride 100.
Damn.
He could probably ride 100. Yeah. That dude, especially when the weather's right, I will never go riding with Francois, ever. I just got my little Peloton at the crib.
Be one tired motherfucker, right?
I bet 30 minutes.
Pelotons are great.
I got 30.
You got a Peloton, Sin?
No, my sister does, though, when I go over there and do Peloton. Yeah. But
30 minutes, that's it. I ain't doing no 45
minutes.
You
can do them on other bikes too. You can just watch it on your phone. And
gym. There's one little lady on there, man. I avoid her class all the time, but
she be getting it, so.
I was like,
easy and shit.
I'm gonna do this today. I need it. Because I've been drinking too much beer. Is what's the problem?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Hey, what's your favorite beer?
Modelo.
All day.
Yeah. All right, I like little breweries, whatever these little breweries that just tell me what, you know. I was like, hey, just tell me what tastes good.
And when you were in high school, what were you drinking? Was it Oldie or St. Ives or Mickey's?
Mad Dog 2020.
Or Mad Dog 2020. Or Boone's. I mean,
Keystone.
Keystone? God. That's that almost Denver, almost Commerce City, almost Thornton right there, Keystone, right?
That's the only thing that a cousin would buy for you.
That's the thing.
You give him like $30 and he bring you a 12-pack and you thought you were getting a deal.
Right. Buys him the good shit.
Yeah. It was horrible. But you know, when we were drinking 40s, definitely like Mickey's and stuff like that. My boys would get the Kegers. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we were just.
Do you ever remember the 64-ounce back in the day?
The little handle.
Or is that? Am I aging myself again? Yeah.
I heard about it.
I don't remember.
They were big old like apple cider jugs.
We used to like chill. The Carlos Rossi.
Like the Rossi, yeah.
Rossi.
We used to go to Pepsi in Berkeley and. Yep.
I've seen the bottles. I just wasn't around when that shit was a thing.
I was drinking the top of the line Carlos Rossi.
Hell
Rossi
yeah.
Though, yeah, for sure.
Yep, and a little bit of Mad Dog 2020.
Oh man,
I learned my lesson.
Bro, that was
never
that was the
again.
Thing.
What was the joint with the Everclear in it? The Jungle Juice.
Jungle Juice.
Remember the St. Ives coolers that they had too.
Yeah, the coolers. And then the Zimas are back, right?
Zima
was a big thing.
Hypnotic, isn't that?
That's wild. That was later.
That was after.
Yeah, that was later.
I never liked that, really.
Yeah, me neither. I never fucked
Incredible
that
Hulk.
Shit.
Yeah.
The Hulk.
I was not into that.
Nah, not at all.
But the Mad Dog, before I'd go to Decades, that was my.
After the goal, I'm going to age myself again. After the goal rush, we used to do the same shit, bro. Be fucked up in there.
Hollywood Legends or like.
Hollywood Legends was
or
nice.
I like Rock Island.
That's
was
the same
my favorite.
Shit, right? Hollywood
like
Legends, after
Island
the goal rush,
shit.
That's all the same shit, right?
Yeah, Hollywood Legends,
it's the same shit.
Same building.
Yeah, see, yeah, you're old, though.
I never went there.
I
never went to After Gold Rush.
No. I loved hanging out at Baby Nose.
Hollywood Legends.
Hollywood Legends was the jam.
That was the shit. Hey, growing up, who were like some of your influences, DJ wise and hip hop wise, some of your favorite MCs?
In Denver?
No, in wherever.
So there's this DJ in California. His name's Mr. Chalk from the Beat Junkies. Okay. He was like the epitome for radio standpoint of radio DJing and stuff like that. Like, that's what I want to do. I want to be like that dude, Mr. Chalk. Yeah. I love like Rock Raider.
Yeah. Right.
Rock Raider. Back in the day, Mixmaster Mike, which was dope. I got to rock with Mixmaster Mike and this dude Kid Koala on Three Decks one time at the Ogden. It was like a dream come true.
Hell yeah. That's
like
hell yeah.
Scratching together. Three Decks? Yeah, it was so tight. But cats like that, Mixmaster Mike, Qbert. I really like Mr. Master Mike. And East Coast. East Coast back in the day, I really liked Funkmaster Flex's radio show from back in the day.
Funk yeah. Flex.
Yeah.
Bam, 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 bam.
Well, before in 96, he was in 95, 96, he was playing all the dope stuff. Right. So Smith & Wesson, you know, Black Moon, anything that was like hip-hop, Apache, all that kind of cool hip-hop was getting played. Yeah. Wu-Tang, everything was getting played. So he was playing heat, Master Ace, whatever. Yeah. So I was loving that kind of stuff, too.
That
so a little bit of both, East Coast, and I love DJ Rectangle, of course. What's crazy is, like, now he's one of my best friends. He was at my wedding.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like, I still have to get framed right now. His DMC coat that he gave me for a gift for my wedding when he won the championship and the records that he actually won the battle with. So I'm about to get that framed for our school, for the DJ school.
Wow.
So he hooked that up.
That's real dope. Next time he's in town, we need him on the podcast.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime. Yeah,
that's like one of my favorite mixtape DJs like ever.
Yeah, and he still consistently does it.
I know.
He bangs them out all the time.
Oh my God.
All he does is just make mixtapes. What are you doing? Just working on this mixtape.
You know what's crazy about him is he'll take the wackest shit and put the dopest lyrics over it or vice versa, and you'll be rocking that shit, and you'll be like, it'll be the funkiest shit ever, bro.
Yeah, him and Spin Batter, I want to be like those dudes, like putting phrases together and making sentences together. And so if you know, listen to my mixtapes, any of them, as like I got progressed, I got more clever with the wordplay.
The little intros
and the wordplay, and especially like the La Bamba and the Chonesy 4. If you ever listen to them joints, the Chonesy 4 is almost all wordplay, the whole mixtape. And it's like 60 minutes of wordplay and custom remixes and verses rapping together. It's like that joint almost killed me.
Hey, you got to have this shit online, right?
Yeah, online. Those are the Mixcloud, mixcloud.com/DJChones. Those are the classics. La Bamba and the Chonesy 4 are by far my and I like the funkiest too. Every song on that, the funkiest, it had to have the lyrics had to say funky, had to have funk in it, anything, all the words, and that was a pretty complex mixtape to do too. And that's really set it off for me. Like all I want to do is that kind of stuff.
Are you a perfectionist when it comes to your mixtapes?
Oh yeah, that's why I don't drop nothing.
Are you Q-Tip, Dr. Dre?
Kind of. Listen to them mixtapes and you'll see.
I know. They're intricate. They're definitely on point, and they're not just like average shit. They're like that. You know, they're the shit, and they're like the whole wedding cake.
And
ten tiers.
And I think that's why there was a big disconnect back in the day when, like, when you're doing your style of mixtapes, and then other DJs in the city were doing their mixtapes. They're playing new music, which we were too. The way we were putting them together was just a lot different.
No, I totally get that shit.
You know what I mean? So we took that kind, like, we're doing it this way, and if you're not doing it this way, it's whack.
Right.
Right, and which it shouldn't have been that way, because really what you guys, everybody else was doing something different. You know what I mean?
We were more making music.
You were making music.
Me and Sam.
Yeah,
and if you look at first we were calling them mixtapes, but we weren't mixing them. But as soon as we were able to get like Serato or get some, we borrowed equipment from Vajra. We did mix that shit. If you look at Drama Kings and all that
right.
shit, there's blends and there's cuts and everything. And so it was just like at first we kind of had the studio, but we didn't really have, You know what I mean?
The way tools.
The way to put it on, you know, Serato to, you know, mix it all in. The homie Toast would help us with that and a couple other cats. You know what I mean? But eventually down the road, you know, we got it. Because, like I said, Vaja would hook us up. He let us borrow some equipment, you know what I mean, and for the weekend and get it all done.
You know what's funny about that? His name's still that on my phone.
It is, too. Same here. It'll never change.
Hey, you don't like that.
Whether I see him,
well, I don't know why. He was so
change of name.
I know, but he was so, I mean, he's so dope. But, like, I just enjoyed him during that time. So, it's like, why not?
Yeah.
Just remember.
I trained myself to call him Chris now.
Right. Try not to be disrespectful.
Yeah, disrespectful. Got to respect my man's wishes.
He probably changed it because maybe everybody was just calling him Vaja and not knowing.
Oh, no. The reason he changed it, he said people couldn't pronounce it. People couldn't spell it. Like people couldn't fucking do anything. They would always say it wrong. So he made it simple as fuck.
Yeah.
Because he would all, he's like, if they're I'm on that level, if I'm on that level, they need to be able to say it and know it. And
yeah, he did the right thing. Yeah. Right. He did the right thing.
I actually had a homie like that I told. He had some ridiculous fucking DJ name that was fucking a mile long. I was like, bro, you need to change that shit up, bro, and make it a little shorter so people can remember it. And I got to remember, like, fucking 80 fucking letters in your DJ name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking hilarious. Hey, you talked about one thing earlier about you said you got written out of Wikipedia. Can you talk about that or what?
Sure. It's exclusive, bro.
Exclusive.
Exclusive.
Exclusive. So we started the Radio Bums in 96 with me and Hakeem. And I guess maybe about a couple years ago, me and him kind of had a fallout. But when I was 18, he used to have a company. It was called 40 Thieves. And he changed the company to Radio Bums. So he already had the trade name and all that. So there was nothing that I could do with it. So when we started the DJ school initially, there was a couple phases to that. I invested in a company called Blend, which was a DJ school out of Las Vegas. And so that fell short. I invested money, and that dude just like pulled up shot and didn't want to pay his bills anymore. And so I was like, all right, cool, whatever. I had a choice to make. What am I going to do with all this money that I invested?
Again, try to make it back somehow, somewhere.
Well, yeah, what am I going to do? So I decided me and Stack started. Asked him if he wanted to go into school with me. We started at the Radio Bums DJ school. And so, which was fitting name. Wouldn't you think that was a fitting name? Yeah. Radio Bums DJ school.
It's already their brand.
It's already a brand. We're branded. And I thought that was cool. But on his end, he didn't think that was cool because he owns the actual name.
So he tripped on you?
He tripped on me. So he sent me to cease and desist. I kind of changed the name. That's why it's the Denver DJ school. As you grow up, everyone values change. But I did call him, tell him that I was going to start the Radio Bums DJ school. But he really didn't, I never even talked about it. He was slandering me on the internet and everything. But I told him and he was cool with it. And then he started saying that we're making t-shirts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Of course, if you own something, you're going to want it. You know, you're going to want your cut. And then, you know, as he progressed and got older, his views changed different. So, like, he's not into, like, drinking and smoking, and I'm still in the nightlife.
Right.
And our DJs are still in the nightlife. And so he wasn't with that anymore. He wanted not really some people.
To be, like, affiliated with
that. He didn't want to be affiliated with that. I was, well, how am I going to tell all these DJs?
Not to smoke or drink.
Or not even to play in the nightclub. Yeah. Or.
But they're bums.
Yeah, but to him, but to, yeah. But to him, it was like it's his brand. And he did a lot with it, you know. It was his company. He has a lot underneath that umbrella of what he was doing with it, with all these different kind of companies. But I thought it, I don't know. I tried to, you know, buy the name from him. Back when he wasn't doing it. And if you go to the website, there's nothing on radiobums.com. There's nothing there. It's just chilling there. The company has all these other things underneath it. But anyhow, if you go to Wikipedia, you could look like everything about me is gone. It's all about all these other things that he's done. And you maybe see one like DJ Chones and like a mixtape or something.
Right.
Like on facts, but like, if you look up Radio Bums on Wikipedia, you could tell that. I'm trying to basically write me out of history, but, you know,
you everyone that's from here just knows the real.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so I never really, you know, I'm never going to even, if people hear this or see this, I'm never, like, going to go on, like, social media and, like, go back and forth with people when people are maybe talking bad about me or whatever. Right. I just don't have the time for it. Right. I'm just going to let the truth be what the truth is, and that's the truth.
Like you said, people know the real.
The people know the real, and you're here in Denver, and people know the real. It just got crazy, and I was like Jay-Z, right? Like Hov, make another Hov, mm-hmm. right? You can never like take our bondage of DJs and stuff like that away from what we are. Like I told everybody, like we're still boys, we're still homies. It's just like we just don't got that name no more. You know, I made the real Bums. It's cool, but like it for that period of time, it is what it is.
Right.
I'm not gonna, you know, back in the, we try to, you know, offer money, you don't want it. What do you want to do? I just got to move forward.
Right. You just got to just close that chapter.
Just close that chapter, and it was a great chapter, right? Man, we got a lot of history and a lot of documents, and you can't knock somebody if like when they think of Denver, they think of Radio Bums and DJ Chones and our homies.
Right. I mean, that's the first thing that comes to my mind is DJ Chones. You know what I mean?
And so, and I learned in the last, I'd say about three or four years to learn to live with that part of our chapters on. It doesn't mean I'm going to remove my tattoo that he owns the trademark and designed the logo. No, whatever. You just can't take it away. Right, dude? It's part of me, and there's no one say that we didn't go hard for the crew.
No, for real. Right. You guys did, definitely.
We went hard.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Well, you got the Denver DJ School now. Talk about that.
Yeah, so the Denver DJ School is dope. So we had to make that transition, mm-hmm. right? Bad investment with Blend. Right. Lost money. Went in business with Denver DJ School with DJ Stacks. Successful. We ended up being able to become a store too, to sell gear too, so that was dope for us.
Oh, yeah.
That was a hard battle, but we ended up getting every like brand, so we're proud of that. We're a little boutique, you know. I'm not a store, like I'm not. You can't come walk in. It's just you have to set an appointment with me. This is the way it works. Right. Like I got all these other things.
We gotta run a background check before I let your ass in here.
The Denver DJ School though is booking classes, sound gear, production, podcasting, all that jazz. But the Denver DJ School was also in a middle school. So the Denver DJ School is in Lake Middle School. And so that's where I'm actually a full-time teacher.
That's where my son goes.
Oh, wow.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, my son goes to Lake.
Yeah, so I'm in there.
Oh, tight.
Yeah, so I teach podcasting, music production, and DJing.
That's dope. Whoa.
Dope. Yeah,
so me, I don't know if you know who Ace is. He's a dope producer.
Yeah.
From Def Nox.
Oh, yeah.
Ace. He used to be in Infinite Minds with us back in the day, but he teaches production. Me and him like co-teach, but I actually teach DJing to. I have 4 DJ classes and 4 podcast music production classes. Damn. I teach 4 classes a day.
That's wild.
It's pretty crazy. So we're in there. We still had a partnership with Ruby Hill. We have the partnership with Anything Libraries, especially after COVID, and we go to every single one, and we set up shop and teach there. So we have the school is dope. It's just, you know, finding the right instructors to keep teaching with us because we're expanding so much. Just finding the right people because DJs in general, a lot of people say they want to teach, but they really don't.
Right.
Because they're still stuck on, like, chasing the DJ bag. Right,
especially kids.
Yeah, especially kids. It's like you gotta have patience, you know. Or even adults. Like it's not even like I have tons of adult clients too.
Yeah.
Like I got rich balling like tech people clients
that want to DJ.
That want to DJ at their
shit.
So it's a diverse range.
That's wild.
But yeah, you just have like I would like to have get more DJs that want to. Instructors, because that right, what I'm doing right now is long game, right? Right. I'm 44 now. You know, 50 years old, I could still, do DJ, but do I want to? Right. At Saturday night at 2:30 in the morning, right. Do I want to do that?
Right.
I have to think that. That's what I'm planning for. You know what I'm saying? What can I do at the crib on the weekend? Do I want to spend it with the fam, go a nice dinner, whatever, and DJ once in a while to have fun, right? Right. Like the cuffing party. I do that to have fun. Yeah. I like it. Enjoy it. Right. You know what I mean? Not because I have to. I will pick up a bar standard to stay in the game, right? To keep my mind with the pulse of the music,
right?
And what's going on with the 21, 22 year old, just to see if
the new shit.
If I still got it, right? And I'll see if I still got it to rock with that crowd,
exactly.
Right? Open format, like not straight hip hop, just open. I'm more of like open format.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I want to do, right. Not like straight hip hop. Like back in the day, because those clubs are totally different now.
Right, it's a whole different place.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know what to play. I'm going to be real with you, I wouldn't, you know. But open format, I could do that all day. You know, I could play dance music, I could play hip-hop music, because most of the stuff, there's only like a handful of new stuff that you need to play. The rest is heavy recurrent, right, driven in the open format.
Yeah.
And then like if I could play a happy hour, like 6 to 9, I'm home and by 9, I'm cool with that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Definitely. And then I'll go watch and put on the movie, eat some popcorn in our theater room and chill.
You ain't trying to be out all night if you don't have to, right?
Nah,
now,
man.
Unless you want to.
No, yeah. I'll but yeah, you know, that's what's popping with that.
Hell yeah. That's dope. I got some questions for you real quick, man. I want you to pick one or the other. You know what I'm saying? This is kind of new thing I'm trying this week. I'm going to give you a couple options because I know you're a hip-hop head. You got to pick one or the other. So you got Tony Touch, 50 MCs, or Funkmaster Flex, 60 Minutes of Funk, Volume 1.
50 MCs, Tony Touch.
Yeah. All right.
What's that 9 verse on there?
I like the Big L. I mean, that Capone and Noriega, that shit's so hard, like, to this day. I remember buying that shit on tape in Albuquerque at the Underground on Central. Bumping that shit and then coming here and buying like a album that had like 5 or 6 of the freestyles, you know what I mean?
That was classic.
LA Underground.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in New York and I was hearing I want to get mixtapes and I was like, it was funny. I was like, man, where can I get a mixtape with the DJs not talking all over the stuff?
Yeah.
That is Funkmaster Flex's biggest downfall. Like, he's dope. That 60 minutes of funk is dope, but sometimes he just does a little too much fucking talking.
But that's the way it was over there. It's like everyone looked at me all crazy, like, yo, what are you talking about? That's just the way it is, because the mixtapes there, they were shouting out everyone on their block.
Right.
Like, everyone is playing outside the, like, bodega or whatever. Oh, and the tapes are playing outside, and they're shouting people out. And that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. I was more like rectangle, right?
Exactly.
I wanted that. I don't want. Why are you talking so much?
Right.
Yeah. Hey, I feel the same.
What's some of your best DJ albums that have been put out throughout the years?
Best DJ albums. Well, I would say Wave Twisters by Q-Bert. That's a classic, right? I don't know if that was like when turntablism was. Like real heavy.
Right.
I think the Executioners did one too. Was dope. They had MCs on there.
Right.
That was pretty cool. You know, they put that was on Loud Records. They went. You know, that was pretty fresh. Who else? Like who else is like making?
Like one of my favorites was Sound Bombing. You know what I mean?
Oh, with
Sound
Chalk.
Bombing, yeah.
With Chalk and Babu.
Yeah. If you guys have any ideas, you know, yours too. You feel free to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, who do y'all think? DJ.
Oh, shit.
Like Frankie Cutlass is one of my favorites, you know what I mean?
Rapmatic.
Did he put out an album?
Yeah, with Frankie Cutlass had,
Rapmatic?
Yeah, Rapmatic's first. I think he's first.
Visionaries.
Like just DJs?
Yeah,
DJ
these
album.
Are kind of like albums, yeah.
Visionaries, though, jeez.
I don't know.
And then my next is going to be producer
albums. Really.
Producer albums?
Yeah, like DJ Honda or like some fucking.
Damn, you pulling out a gem DJ right there.
Hell yeah, man. I'm ahead, bro. I've been
Honda's
doing this shit since 7'3". I'm going to have to edit that right there. I'll tell you how old I am.
Wow. Honda.
Yeah,
that was the dope water.
They had the freshest B-boy.
Even JD,
the Shadow one.
Yeah, DJ Shadow one was dope.
DJ Shadow.
Jermaine Dupri, that 1945. That shit, to me, is classic. That has bangers on that shit from everybody.
Good club records too.
Yeah,
on that record. I don't know. Up top, producer wise.
I like Madlib. JD, you know.
You like that vibe?
Obviously, that shit.
Yeah, the Dilla.
Dilla.
Dilla. Donuts.
Yeah, donuts.
Fuck. Yep, classic shit.
Classic shit.
I be bugging out, but you guys seeing all this old footage on your screen. I be bugging out.
Right, right.
You just have verbal up there.
I be bugging out. I be like, yo.
For real. Like, I just see what I saw. Catch.
Yeah, we're seeing, cats up there. It's crazy.
When they do the next part of the DVD, the Rockies, they got to holler at me because I got that shit documented from the beginning.
Yeah, you ready for part two.
I'm ready for part two.
Yeah, you are.
So I got NWA or Wu-Tang for you?
Man, that's a you're pulling apart. That's just like in the Drink Champs where they make you drink.
A little bit, yeah.
They make you choke.
A little bit. I've been
have to take a hit.
You see, yeah. I'm paying attention.
Take a hit. Jones is in a car.
I wish we could. Next time, we are going to have four blunts ready. Huh? We'll have to do it like Jones. That.
Answer or take a hit.
We'll take hits.
Oh, man. Jones. Call his wife to pick him up.
Right. No, we got an Uber. We'll get you. Get you a ride.
Look, I'll pick her up. Oh, man. She used to be mad when I used to get faded at the club.
Hey, he ain't ever come here no more.
They call her and be like, yeah, come pick up your man.
Come and get him.
Come get him. She'd be all pissed.
I bet.
Load me in. How'd you get through the night?
I don't know. How do you get through the night when you're faded like that? It just happens, right? Yeah. It just happens, Sunday.
You just hope you got good people around you.
I'm just happy that,
that's it.
Back in the day with the records, it was horrible waking up in the morning and you didn't put any of your records back in your bag and you would just, all of them would be out the sleeve.
Mm-hmm. And you would just
have that's when it would mess up because you have drink stains on your records.
You're wiping them all off every morning.
All hungover.
And it stunk because it smelled like cigarette smoke and alcohol all mixed together. So horrible. So horrible. But I think I'm going to go. Man, I'm going to go NWA. All right,
Yeah, we seen him in concert. That was crazy.
Seen him in concert.
Okay. That's wild.
What about Kid Capri or Funkmaster Flex?
Kid Capri.
All day. DJ Rectangle's Tony Touch.
Rectangle.
All right, man. That's what I wanted to hear. See, you know what I mean? See some of your favorites.
Yeah, that's good. That's some good.
Wow. Yeah.
Some good questions right there. So hard to choose.
You've been around a bunch of stars, man. What's some of the crazy shit you've seen out and about, hanging with these guys?
I've done a lot, bro. I always forget because everyone
has to remind you.
Every
show you the footage.
Sometimes I think people think I'm lying, but I'm not. I got the stories.
Hey, we validated one today right here with the Pharrell shit for real.
Yeah, I have these stories, and one of these days I already started writing a little bit. I got an intro, two intros for a little kind of book that I'm trying to write with so many stories that I have.
Memoirs, yeah.
Being in the studio with Swiss Beats and Styles P went before, I Get High came out. Remember, I Get High. Yeah. I be in the studio with them when that song first dropped. You know what I mean? Hearing that with a bunch of other DJs for the first time in New York, crazy Rough Rider studio, you know, eating a steak dinner with Timbaland and Bubba Sparks and this girl from Puma and just me in Puerto Rico.
That's dope though. Shit.
You know what I mean? Just us eating a steak dinner.
So can you pass the Grey Poupon?
Yeah, just pass that Grey Poupon. I don't know. I was telling Stan earlier, but me and Kanye in Puerto Rico in front with only four other people in front of next to us, listening to, you know, Gangstar, putting our hands in the air. It's when he was still kind of humble a little bit, but he was making beats like crazy
right
for everybody. Being right next to him,
I got so from me being at the Grammys, being hit on by Christina Milian.
What year of the Grammys were you at?
The one where Prince opened the concert.
Wow.
Yeah. I was the they had all the Radio Row, mm-hmm. and that's where all the artists would go. And I met Kanye. Went Kanye then. He was a jerk. He was a jerk that time.
Really?
Yeah, he was definitely feeling it. But yeah, but Christina Milian like hitting on me, and it was this nuts.
Who was gonna beat her ass?
What do you mean?
It was like getting her math and like all that stuff.
Oh,
I was
shit.
I was still young, you know what I mean? I was fit. I was feeling good about myself.
Damn. Young chums.
Young chums. Yo, 24 on the block, baby. You know what I'm saying? Not mad.
I met her.
We knew we were interviewing, interviewing different people. You know, back in the day, it was crazy because we all had this, you know, it was whack because, you know, back in the day, they had the big SkyTel pager.
Right.
The two-way.
Yeah.
When I went to California, I had the little bubblegum one. You know, they called it.
The little one.
They used to, everyone's like beds and everyone make fun of me. Well, not beds. I think Sabotage. Call it the bubblegum dispenser. You know, the little tiny two-way was not the cool one. It would just flip up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was not the big one. The
smaller
one. Where you could beam everybody.
And it had the tiny little.
Right.
beamer. Yeah. They had those.
Beam everyone.
Those for kids, too, before that. And with the little,
it was embarrassing because I didn't have the cool two-way.
You had the big.
I had the little small one that was showed that you were poor.
Like the pager was like
the half one.
The one that was small.
I had
one.
It didn't have all the cool features.
Like the mini.
It didn't have all the cool features.
The little mini wasn't the big one.
No, I had a different. Oh, just flipped that little up. One, just like the one that you'd see.
It was whack. Write your name on paper.
I was gonna say typing on that motherfucker had to be hard for you, much less a motherfucker with fat fingers. You know,
I just had the Nokia, that first one, for the longest
phone. I don't even remember what phone I first
I
had.
You were talking about pagers.
It was a SkyTel two-way pager.
Yeah, it was a pager. Yeah, that's what it was. But you could message. You could really write out some shit.
Oh, really?
Instead of
making up the numbers.
Yeah.
They'd have to figure it out.
Yep.
Letters.
It was so hard for me to move from the Sidekick to the iPhone. I held on to that Sidekick for forever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Sidekick, yes.
Yep.
Right.
You rode that till the wheels fell off.
I did. I was like, man, how am I going to use this? How am I going to text on this?
I had the BlackBerry.
Where's the buttons? I want the buttons to push, right?
Yeah, that's what everybody was tripping
about. What the buttons? I can't even text on this. Can't now even. You're all faster.
Yeah.
You're not even worried about it.
Now they got the swipe text.
Yeah, you're not. I don't even know how to do that.
That's
I don't think
the easiest.
Apple does that, does it?
Yeah, it does now.
I don't know. I don't want to. I don't even know.
It's the shit.
Don't do it.
It's easy.
I don't
do you have
it
on yours?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want to get that
shit, I'm all like, just do whatever. It's easy. Yeah, it's the shit.
Yeah, dude, I got tons of stories, just like that, little gems. I don't even remember sometimes.
Right.
Like DJing for Eminem, Snoop, and Dr. Dre at a bowling alley. You know what I mean? Playing all vinyl. Like, what would you play at? Sin, there's DJ Sin. Yo, if you were playing for Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and Eminem, what would you play for them at the bowling alley?
I would probably, start maybe with some Tribe Called Quest or Far Side, or just like feel it out a little bit, you know, and then maybe do Mos Def and of course Biggie and
Joe Thunder.
I have to start off like something for Snoop with some Isley Brothers, you know what I mean? Maybe some Parliament, you know what I mean? Then hit him off with like some Dr. Dre, some Eminem shit, maybe some D12 shit, you know? Some Nate Dogg.
What you think, bro? What'd you play?
Damn, what would
like
I
switch this interview thing?
I know, right? You totally
see that smoothness. You like that smoothness?
You
want to
see how high you are? You know what I mean?
You
let's
like
see
that
how high they are.
You like
real
that smoothness? You like I switched that right quick?
Yeah.
Exclusive.
You like that?
Yeah.
That was smooth, right? That's what you call a transition, right there.
Yeah. That was a smooth transition.
You like that transition? Yeah. Like that smooth?
Yeah, probably some old school funky shit first. You know, maybe even like some James Brown, shit like that, and then I don't know. Transition into
exactly
some other.
I stood in. So my mentality was, I ain't gonna want to hear no rap stuff.
Nah, yeah, that's
right.
How I was feeling.
Right. because he don't want to hear no rap stuff. He want to hear this. You want to go from the stuff that he sampled.
Mm-hmm. Right.
His inspiration.
Got that shit.
Some Parliament.
The Parliament. Zap. All that. And yeah. I had Homeboy going crazy.
Hell yeah.
I had Dre going nuts, bro. He was hype.
That's
see, that's the thinking DJ right there. Yeah. Like, that's what you do. You take his stuff that he sampled and play that shit.
How
that's
long
what
did
he
you know
to
before you were going
to
play? Like, because you had to go get the record.
Probably a day. Not a day, but that night.
Oh, okay.
That same day.
Oh, so it wasn't just when you were playing vinyl.
Yeah, it was all vinyl, yeah.
Oh, so you already had a lot of the stuff anyway.
Yeah.
So.
What's crazy is that vinyl is the easy vinyl to find. That shit's everywhere. Yeah, like, you can literally go to the thrift store and find all that shit real quick and pay like $10. Like, all that shit.
Yeah, it was, you know, off of Leedsdale and Monaco at that bowling alley over there, AMC over there.
Yep, right by GW.
Yeah, yep, right there.
Not exactly.
Yep, that's where that bowling alley over there. That's where it was for that. What was that tour that they had?
Up in Smoke.
Yeah, that tour.
Nice.
Yeah, so that tour right here. That's why I did a private party for them.
That's dope. Crazy.
That was one of the.
That was when they were in there.
Sure,
that was a fly party.
I bet.
That was. I got all kinds of gems. I just don't remember sometimes. I just don't remember. Stories with, like, when Lala and Mallow started dating, like, Lala, we were homies already. Of course, now she's not my homie anymore. She won't write me back or anything. But, like, she would hit me up with, like, breaking news all the time.
Exclusive.
Me and Mallow just got engaged. I'm like... Okay, cool. Like, cool, right on.
Thumbs up.
What does that mean? You want me to go on the air and talk about it?
I'll say some shit.
But honestly, that's what I should have did.
TMZ did up.
Yeah. I didn't know. I didn't know. I was
having breaking news.
I didn't know anything. I didn't know. I was like, cool, right on. Good job. She was feeding me all this stuff. Like, I got freestyles from her.
Damn,
I got a whole mixtape hosted by her. Damn. I was actually in the studio with me and her. I paid her like $500 to host a party for me.
Hell yeah.
You know, you probably, how much do you think she charged for a party now?
Oh, crazy.
You know what I mean? I had her, Mallow, everyone there. Kenya Martin, everyone.
Was that when AI was there here?
Yeah, I have a whole flick with all them. AI,
that's fucking
Camby, all of them dudes, all in one pick.
That's one thing I wanted to ask you about that I've just remembered right now. Talk about your fucking DJing experience during All Star Weekend when that shit was here, because I know that shit was fucking wild and everyone was here, bro. That shit was fun as fuck.
Oh,
I went to so much shit that weekend, bro. Like back to back to back to back to back the whole week. I know you were in the mix too.
I was in the mix because I had all the marketing accounts, so I had to hire people to put poster like things everywhere.
I think JD shut it down the first night at Vinyl. It got fucking. Off the, but they bought the whole bar and just got fucking.
I had
crazy.
People working everywhere, bro. I was literally sleeping in my car before my next gig would be like at 10 in the morning at a place. I'd be
Foot Locker.
Jordan.
Yeah.
Jump off. The
I
Jordan.
He built his own club.
Yep. The Jordan Experience. Yeah. We got them fire coats with the 2005 Jordans in the back. I didn't even wear no Jordans.
Damn.
Mallow at the Palladium. Mark, I think one for Kenya Martin at the Mile High Station.
Did you do the Luda, Little John, all that shit at the Fillmore?
No, I was doing all like players kind of stuff and athlete stuff. But I had so much work, bro. It was just like night and day. You worked all day and all night. It was
like
fire.
4 days.
It was fire, like
crazy.
Caked up so much. It was just.
And it was a small keg. It was, you're getting those good checks, huh?
Yeah, and then I had the marketing account. I was making money from record labels too.
Right.
I was making money from record labels and just everywhere. It was insane.
I had fun that weekend. I wouldn't have like said a million things, bro. That shit was on.
It was. I couldn't wait for it to be over. I was tired.
I bet. Monday, you're fucking slept for about 2 days, right?
No. You had to go on air.
I was going to say, got to be on the radio.
Had to do the mixtape show on Sunday night.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Hell yeah.
So that was a dope experience. I love that.
Hey, what was one of the best mixtape shows you ever had?
I say the one with KRS-One and Ray, both on
One show.
Who was that again? I heard KRS-One.
And then Raekwon.
Oh, shit. One show.
That's
same
so
show.
Nice.
Raekwon had this girl in the studio giving him a massage in the shoulders. Drinking some like cognac. He's like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
Yes.
Like, what's going on?
Yes.
What is this guy doing? What's really going on?
He tells the story. He tells the story when I was his DJ. Because he didn't have a DJ. It was in the 90s. He didn't have a DJ. And I had the records, and I had to come up with the records right there on the spot. And ended up being his DJ on vinyl at the Fox. And I have that experience, and we talked about that on the air. I'm like, yo, I need you to do this. And the playlist was written like kind of like your stuff right here.
Right.
And that's how it looked. That's what the playlist looked like.
Couldn't read it.
This, and this. Make it happen, Jones.
Damn.
I got that on video, though.
Did you decipher it as best you could or what?
I did. I made it happen. It was with
it.
Yeah, it was hot.
That's hilarious. I could see some shit like that.
Yeah, it was dope.
Hell yeah. Hey, what's for DJ Jones coming up in the next year, man, besides the DJ school?
I'm going to continue just building the DJ school. My goal is to hopefully maybe get a little bigger spot than we have, but I'm not. So during the school year, like the regular school year, I'm teaching for real. So I just don't know if I'm ready to make that happen just yet. We'll see. I have one more year signed on my lease at the current spot. We'll see how this year transpends and if we open up a bigger spot or not.
Hey, how many graduates do you have so far? Do you know?
I could tell you 1 year we taught over 400 classes.
Damn.
So I don't know how many graduates, but yeah, it's immense amount of classes.
Wow.
And I also heard that 1 year students performed at Herman's Hideaway and opened up, right? Can you talk about that real quick?
Or? Yeah, my he's been with me for about 2 or 3 years now. He's in sixth grade now, but he just opened up for Mobb Deep. Havoc. Yeah.
No,
yep. Of course, you know, I help curate his sets towards that lane.
Damn.
Show him how to get it hype and open up.
What to play.
Execute it. And he executed flawlessly.
That's
and it's like, it's fire. Like, you see, homeboy. He crazy. He crushed it. Had his little rain one up there. Mm-hmm. Right? Crushing it.
Oh, shit.
Going off, bro.
Was he DJing for someone too as well?
Yeah, he was DJing for Spoke.
Okay, Spoke. That's right, Spoke.
Yeah, he was DJing for Spoke.
Spoke was DJing. Shout out.
Yeah, because he Spoke wanted me to do it. I was like, nah, you know, I can't do it. It's date night with the family, with my wife, and she'll kill me.
But I got the next best thing.
I got the next best thing. Trust me on
this. Prodigy.
I said, trust me on this. Just trust me. Just trust me. And he was the highlight of the show. He was the highlight of the show.
We might have to do a smoke-free show and have him on the podcast.
Yeah, maybe so. His mom, he's the
truth. His mom's down with smoking? No, just
no, I don't know. Like his mom might be down for a smoke-free. Smoke-free. But yeah, he's the truth, man.
That's tight.
He got the skills. All my young DJs got the skills. Like
learn from the best.
Like Dank One's daughter, mm-hmm. DJ Sensation. She's working her butt off. She's killing it. I got this other little DJ, Mallow. He's killing it, like, when the pop EDM kind of vibe.
Nice.
And so, like, I got all these young little kids that are, like, about to take over.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Take over the game.
Take over, and I'm just going to, like,
great.
The next chill. Generation.
And I just book them, and I just book them for stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we do, you know, they get that's to do stuff for the Broncos and cool events. And when Dave and Buster's was really cracking. We would have them like to perform. First performance would be at Dave and Buster's because it's like
the graduation kind of.
It's not so much pressure.
That's
on the music.
Yeah, it's not like, the pressure. Video games are going everywhere. Right.
There'll be like younger kids.
It's just whatever, right? Yeah. If no you mess up, tripping. It's all good, right?
Yeah.
And so Dave and Buster's was a pretty good partnership. So I'd like to continue with that, but just keep growing the school and this furthering my education, you know, wise and.
becoming a better teacher. You know what I mean? Learning to always perfect my class. The cool thing about when you become a real teacher and you get a license, because I have a teaching license now.
Dope.
Right? You get coaches in school. And so they teach you how to really teach and like structure your plans and tell you how you can engage a student better, and so that everyone's included. Because sometimes you could be that student that won't say nothing.
Right.
You have to somehow, some way, to get them to converse and be a part of the conversation. So we have my podcast class.
Uh-huh.
When we do podcasts, I get 3 new stories each class. We get it. Everyone reads it, talks and turns with their partner. Now get ready. It's showtime. All right? So we have all 24 students. All right, who's ready to go? Tell me what's popping. So I want you to tell me what's in that news article without reading it verbatim. Just summarize it. Tell me what you feel. How'd you connect to it? Have an opinion with it. And then it'll start sparking conversation.
Right.
And next thing you know, that's podcasting, right?
Yeah.
Right? We're just a conversation.
No, that's it.
Yeah.
Right? Having your research, like you did your little research, right? You did have some questions and be able to come off in a natural conversational way, right? Less than like a traditional kind of radio.
Right.
Right? It's more of
a chill
conversation.
Back. Exactly.
And that's what I'm getting everyone's, that people that don't, it helps with literacy, like kids are reading now. And now they have to remember what they read, right? Comprehend it, and then speak it,
then
communicate it back to you, and then have an opinion about it.
Oh, that's awesome, dope.
Man. Yo, it's crazy,
that's
bro.
Dope. Like, that's super dope.
It's crazy, dog. You should see some of these kids, dog. They just interviewed DJ Symphony from Wu-Tang.
Oh shit!
Murked the interview.
Hell yeah!
Murked it, asking that's questions that he didn't want to. It's
for
great.
Real?
Yeah, dude, it's so good. I get my joy out of all that now.
Right.
I get my joy out of the kids crushing the party.
See them crush it.
Crushing the podcast. That's not for me. I've done every stage imaginable. Right?
Yeah.
That's the next path is watching my own kids grow up and do great things.
Passing
and watching
the culture.
And then all the kids that I'm teaching go do great things.
Yeah.
Right? Because they're all coming from my cloth.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Hey, one of the other great things that you picked up this year is you're DJing for the Broncos. I see you on Instagram every Sunday repping DJing. Talk about that.
Finally, you know, I worked for them for about 5 years. Just like whatever they gave to me, I take it. Yeah. Take it. And then finally.
Paying dues.
And then they're finally like, yo, we want to offer you something. And so they're like, we want you to take over Main Street. Where they used to have a band,
right?
Every Sunday, we want you to take over that. Like, cool. It says they go reach for the stars when you want. You worked with us so long, reach for the stars if you want to commit to this, because it's all home games. You're gonna be away from your family.
Right.
What's it gonna be? I said, you sure you want to tell me that? And I reached for the stars, bro. Uh-huh. I reached for the stars and I got it. And I'm there every week, and after, you know, I don't get in because I'm a season ticket holder now also
because
of this gig.
Hell
so
yeah.
I don't get in territory almost second quarter maybe, but it's cool because there's no line for me or anything.
You got so the VIP access.
I don't got no VIP. It's just the line's done.
Oh, okay.
They already watched the first quarter.
You don't have the badge where you're going to go in the side door?
No, man.
You're working on it.
If I have to fill in for beds and stuff like that, there's so much security going in there. It's like,
DJs, people are walking into the.
Yeah, so there's all these activations. Like, they have all their sponsors, corporate sponsors, and we're all in this little area right here. And then people come in there, go get their free swag and stuff like that.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? I DJ right there in that area.
That's cool.
Gotcha. So it's a dope gig, and it's just open format, you know, just basically. Playing for people that go and get pumped up for a game.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So if it's rock, if it's hip hop, I just bob and weave through genres of music.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I do.
Heck yeah. Hey, talking about the Broncos and talking about you being a DJ, do you have the track, the No Limit track that they made when we won the first Super Bowl that Terrell Davis did the No Limit salute to? You, if anyone, I would think, might have a lead on that.
I probably could get a lead off of that because me and Alfred Williams are good friends, and Terrell Davis is now on their show called the Sports Zoo, KOA. I think that's on Mondays. Oh, shit. And so he sees them every week.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I don't know.
They played it at the parade. The only time I ever seen that shit is at the parade.
Maybe Terrell Davis got it. I know.
Master P, you got to hook up with Master P.
Master P used to show up at the radio station all the time, unannounced. That's crazy. Master P is down in the lobby. It would be like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock a night on Saturday night. And he would just show up. He would just show up. Because that's when he was trying to get on with the Nuggets, right?
Right, okay. Remember? He was in town, that's right. He played for the Nuggets for a brief stint.
He was trying to get on. He would always show up.
You ever have any run-ins with Suge talking about that?
I never had.
He let you been a million places?
No Suge, no Pac stories.
Biggie?
No big stories. Just Big Al.
I miss Biggie by like a week in Lake Havasu. I fool performed there and was there for a minute, and I missed it. We were like the week before.
I miss Big Pun here.
He's been there a couple times. He performed at Elitch's.
Pun?
Yeah.
I didn't see him. I was in California. Crazy. I never saw them cats.
Yeah. That's crazy. Crazy, man. Well, shit. You have any final thoughts? Any kind of...
Nah, man. Thanks for having me. I'm not as high as you guys, but...
Not on
blaze. No, absolutely not.
Just barely, though.
Just barely.
Actually,
bro. No, for real. We just barely.
I'll
tell you what. We cut back this time. We haven't smoked like we normally even do with like regular people that smoke.
Man,
like,
I feel it, though. It's just smelling. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no, man. I had a great time. It's cool.
That's dope.
I saved some gems for you, right?
Appreciate
it. It was really cool to hear about your whole like career and stuff. I think it's dope. Yep. I'm really glad you came.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. And you guys keep pushing it out and repping the culture, bro.
Oh, yeah. Well, tell them your social media so they could, you know, sign up for the school or, you know, get a hold of you.
Yeah, so everything for DJ Chones, everything is universal at DJ Chones, right? Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I don't do TikTok. I don't do Snapchat, but I do got a TikTok, but I don't post.
I just be watching shit.
I don't even know what to do on there. I'm sorry, I'm just being real. Yeah, I'm just going to get one of them kids to do it for me.
I was like, you can break dance,
DJing battle. Stuff like for your, I mean, I don't do it either, so I can't really talk. But like, I bet you with the kids,
involve
them and like have them posted or.
For DJ Chones, I probably won't be much on TikTok, but for the Denver DJ School, everything's universal at Denver DJ School on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, even TikTok. TikToks actually have a couple views. It does all right when we post. And then at DenverDJSchool.com. That's the website. Lock us in.
Hell yeah.
Well, like I said, man, we definitely appreciate you coming on by and blessing the podcast. It was definitely interesting. Learned a lot.
No doubt.
I mean, definitely been around the world a couple times, bro.
Yeah, we just started.
You're 15, starting all that. Like,
15, cool. 28 years.
Yeah.
Damn.
Two more years would be 30 years.
Wow.
So just to get love in your own city still cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
We'll see what happens in the future.
Yep. Well, there you have it. DJ Chones, your boy Joe Thunder.
The one and only.
Elvis Freshly, DJ Sin. You can find us on all platforms. We got Juan over here yawning. He's ready to go to sleep. He's like, no, wrap this shit up. You need some wrap-up music. You know what I mean? Like Dave Chappelle, bro. You can find us on all platforms. Be Good Dispensaries. We out of here.
Peace.